This is Philly Folk Scene. My name is Ray Naylor, and we are ready for our first guest, Denise Moser. Denise, turn your mics on. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to ask you first, what made you decide to become a songwriter?
Well, music was my first love. If I'm honest, I'll tell you that it started when I was 11 and fell in love with David Cassidy. Then when I got a little older, I went to summer camp and hated it. And so I ended up spending the entire day with a music counselor. And she was about 5 years older than me. And at the time, that was like she was older. And I looked up to her. And she and her friends, in between teaching bunks how to sing Little Rabbit Frou-Frou, would sing Joni Mitchell songs and James Taylor and Carly Simon and Cat Stevens and all the people that later my mom would call my friends. And it was a good thing in that I learned from the best, in my opinion, you know, songwriters who were the best. But it took me a long time to be brave enough to put my songs out there, because I would compare my new fledgling song with Joni Mitchell's Hegira and decide that I should never write anything because I'm horrible. So it took me a while to have the courage to become a songwriter, but from an early age, I just so admired it, and it felt like who I was.
I remember I had interviewed you previously mm-hmm. through a YouTube show I did, yes. And I remember you said that for you, songwriting is kind of like a daily job. I thought maybe you explain that.
Well, when I treat it with the respect that it deserves and show up for writing every day, then I am a writer. What I have found is that inspiration does not come by trying to think up what to write about next. It comes by sitting down with, in my case, a notebook and a pencil and my guitar and just writing and making sounds and seeing what shows up. And sometimes I'm surprised and delighted by what shows up, and sometimes nothing does. But what I have found is, and I've had long stretches of writer's block, that the antidote to that is to treat writing like a job and with respect, and to show up for work every day. And sometimes I don't pull it off, I have to say. But I do go through long stretches where I do pull it off. And then what happens, I'm, you know how you get a song stuck in your head? Sometimes mm-hmm. it might be like a commercial or whatever. What I find is that I get stuck in my head whatever the last thing is that I heard. So if the last thing that I heard was the song that I was working on yesterday, then I wake up with it in my head and I might have another line. Or like it'll be like resonating while I'm in the shower or driving in my car, and you know, and it just becomes a relationship. But if I just, if I don't treat it nicely and I'm a bad friend, it goes away.
Well, let's hear one of those songs.
Okay, this one's called Jane, and I made Jane up. She is fictional. However, she's based on some people who I've come upon who, for a reason that kind of a little I have curiosity about, they've chosen to alter their appearance to a point of being unrecognizable. And I think that the one that is the most familiar to all of us is Michael Jackson. And like, imagine if Michael was your friend growing up and he wasn't famous. He just was Michael, one of the Jackson boys down the street, and he liked to dance. And you didn't know him well, but you knew him well enough to say hello. And then you didn't see him for a long time and saw him again. You wouldn't recognize him. And I just have been curious about that. So I created Jane. Jane went to my high school. She lived on Carinel. And even though we'd say hello, I never knew her well. Jane was the biggest flirt. She had this one eyebrow lift wink. She liked to cheer out on the field, and she liked to sing. But Jane disappeared, one piece at a time. she never knew she started out fine. First it was that quirky nose, and then one by one by one, she cut and changed so many things. The Jane I knew, well, she's gone. I don't want to hurt her feelings, no, I don't mean to be mean. I just don't want that girl she was to go unseen. 'Cause Jane disappeared one piece at a time. She never knew she started out fine. And I remember seeing her smiling at the boys, dancing with the cutest one. I remember watching her and wishing I knew how. She was such a beautiful girl. But Jane disappeared one piece at a time. She never knew she started out fine. Jane never knew she started out just fine. And she disappeared one piece at a time. Jane even changed the spelling of her name.
A nice song.
Thank you.
And anybody just tuned, listening to Denise Moser live here in the studio. Those of us who've been around for a few thousand years remember the main point.
Oh, yeah.
And you actually worked there.
I worked there, yes. I worked there for the last 3 years. And was there pretty much every night, whether I was working or not. And, yeah, it was one of the most life-changing experiences that I had. It was such an honor.
Who are some of the people you remember?
Actually, you know, the person who was my favorite person who played there was someone who probably you never heard of. Her name was Betsy Caskey. And I loved her. She was one of the people, Tom Rush played there every Thanksgiving for 4 days. And she was one of the people that opened for him. And so she was there for 4 days, and I thought that she was a great songwriter. She turned me on to Townes Van Zandt, and she kind of mentored me a little bit way back then. I didn't work there yet, but I saw Jackson Browne there twice, which was amazing. Livingston Taylor, Chris Smither, J.D. Souther, so many people. It was just such a privilege to be part of that. You know, I remember having Thanksgiving dinner with Steve Forbert. You know, it just was amazing. And I tried to work there for a long time, and they wouldn't hire me. They kept telling me I was too young. And then one day, I went into the place next door to the main point, called Beside the Point, where they sold tickets and, you know, T-shirts and stuff. And I wrote my name on a napkin. And, you know, I asked again for a job, and this woman said, here, write your name and phone number on this napkin. And I thought, oh, yeah, okay. The next day, I got a phone call from a woman also named Denise, who said, can you play tomorrow night work tomorrow night for Robert Hunter? And at the time, I had no idea who Robert Hunter was. And I'm like, yeah, like, absolutely. So I filled in for someone, and I never left.
What did you do there?
I was a waitress. At the time, they called them waities. And so I served little loaves of bread and cheese and gingerbread. And I swept the floor and cleaned the dressing rooms. I would do anything at all that they wanted me to do just to be in that space. It felt like the mothership to me. Loved it.
Was Larry Ahern there when you were there?
Larry Ahern, I think, was a little bit there, but his main time there
was earlier.
Was earlier than me, yes. Sometimes I feel like I was born just a little too late. Like, I missed the Joni Mitchell time. Kett Stevens was there. I missed him. You know, it would have been fun to see John Denver there. Yeah, I like John Denver. I'll admit it.
I saw him there. It was the night of the first lunar landing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about performing. I know you have some your own ideas on the whole performing piece of it, of singing for people, what that means. How do you do it?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Can you ask me that a different
way?
Well,
yeah. When you get out in front of an audience, what's important to you in terms of your performance?
First of all, to be really prepared. So I make myself be very prepared. But to me, it's all about relationship. This whole thing that I do with music, you know, songwriting, the people on my mailing list, you know, performing, the custom songs I write, it's all about touching people's hearts. You know, like the way that I felt when I was, you know, hearing songs that were kind of shaping me, like, that's what I want to do. Like, I just want to find the people for whom my music resonates. And by playing live, I'm building relationships with people. And like the last show I played, I did a great show at Jamie's House of Music. And Jamie was kind to be okay with me asking this, but I asked him to raise the house lights a little bit because then I could see, mm-hmm. see oh, yeah. people. You know, I don't like playing where, I mean, I do it, but I don't like playing where you're just lights in your eyes and you can't see anyone.
Yeah,
I very much enjoy the people who come to hear me play.
Okay. I think it's time for another tune here.
Okay. So this song is called Redwood Wedding, and it's one of my custom songs. I write songs for other people, and some of them are like this one for occasions like weddings, and I recently wrote one for an 85th birthday, and I've written ones for a first birthday and retirements. Some of the songs are for things like the hardest song I ever wrote was I wrote a song for the mother of a severely autistic teenage boy. I wrote a song for four adult daughters of an amazing man who was dying and fell in love with the whole family. And this is one that I wrote for a wedding. These people were getting married in a redwood forest in California, and the song was commissioned by the parents of the groom. I didn't know it at the time, but it ended up being part of their wedding ceremony. And if you go to, I have two websites. If you go to my custom song website, yourheartsongs.com, you can hear the version of this song with full-on production. And there's harmonies by Mark Moss and Cliff Hillis and lots of instruments by Mark Moss. And anyway, it's called Redwood Wedding. As you stand beneath the redwoods, holding hands and making vows, exchanging rings and entering your new life starting now, we couldn't be prouder of the man that you've become. We're thrilled to gain a daughter, two lives twined into one. We know that you're committed to what's fair and kind and true. You love each other, and we love you. McBride Hall at Kenyon College, it feels so long ago. We're grateful you both went there and you had the chance to say hello. That's where this all started. And then in New York you knew, and between Boston and California you trekked halfway to the moon. And now you stand together, about to say we do. You love each other, and we love you. You're not so little, brother, and your team of nieces, too. I'll walk down the aisle, they look up to you. This forest, it feels enchanted, like your lives together do. You love each other, and we love you. As you stand beneath the redwoods and look into each other's eyes and seal the promise that you made to share each other's lives,
We whisper our prayers and send them out into the trees. Let them be safe from harm and have all that they need. Be there for each other and your hearts will remain true. You love each other and we love you. This forest, it feels enchanted, like your lives together do. You love each other, and we love you.
You're listening to Denise Moser here on Philly Folk Scene on WPPM FM. Denise, you've opened for a number of interesting people. I thought you.
I have.
Who were some of these people?
I opened for David Wilcox a couple of times, Steve Forbert a couple of times, Lucy Kaplansky, I'm probably forgetting people. Those are the ones that very much stick out in my mind. And I'm grateful that I know that I'm being booked again for the Bryn Mawr Twilight Concert Series, which is my favorite gig of the year. And I do know that I'm being booked. I don't know which show yet. It's always an honor. But I have to say that I also am honored to share the stage with people who you might not know of so much. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And singer-songwriters who are not as famous as those people and who are, you know, extraordinary songwriters. I've also shared several shows with Anne Hills, who I adore, and she's also become a good friend over the years. It's always an honor to share a night with her.
You put on, maybe you're still doing it, put on like Songwriters in the Round thing.
Yes, I've done six or seven Songwriters in the Round. And the intention was to have one songwriter who's local and one from away. I started out with four and ended up with three because it just seemed like people could play a little bit more mm-hmm. songs. But I love those nights. And the intention was that we could all play for each other's fan base and everybody could grow their audience. Very often my people were, because I did most of the promotion, were most of the people in the room. but it was great. And actually, even for the people who are my treasured folks who come to my shows, it was great for them to get to hear other people and to get introduced to other people. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I took a little bit of a break from it, and I will be starting it up again.
I've been to a couple and they're nice.
Thank you. It's been great to do it. It's a lot of work, but I really love doing it.
Well, we don't have a lot more time left, so I'm going to ask you to do one more
song. Okay. Excuse the tuning. This is actually when I opened for David Wilcox last year, he was kind enough to sing on this. So if you go to my website or YouTube, you can see him doing this with me. This is my anthem. This is the song that I want everybody to, I take it so to heart, and I wish everybody would take it to heart. When I do it live, there's a part that I teach, and I have people sing with me and sing harmony with me, but this is the bones of it. May we be peaceful. May we be kind. May our hearts be nurtured. May we have open minds. May blame be banished. May we not hate. May we be gentle. May we learn from our mistakes here in this place. And wherever we are, we'll know that we're safe and whole. We'll reach out our hands, we'll open our hearts, community of shalom. May our doors be open, may we sing along. May we be welcomed in, may we feel like we belong here in this place. And wherever we are, we'll know that we're safe and home.
community of shalom. May we work together. May we do good. May we make things better. May we feel understood here in this place. And wherever we are, we'll know that we're safe and home. We're safe and home. We'll reach out our hands, we'll open our hearts. Community of shalom. We'll reach out our hands, we'll open our hearts. Community of shalom. Community of shalom.
Good song.
Thank you.
Denise, if people want to learn about you and your music, what's the best way?
To go to my website, Denise Moser, M-O-S-E-R, music.com. And if what I do resonates with you, please join my mailing list. And if you're interested in my custom songs, that website is yourheartsongs.com.
Denise Moser. Denise, thank you very much for
coming
on.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.